Everyone was quiet for a while because every one of us, including I, was startled by what had just happened. I had bossed Jessery around. Unprecedented. But I didn't care. I was too busy caring about other things.
Right, Jessery said,
and stomped off into the dark with Barb in tow. The rest of us stood there silently until the sound of Barb's questions had been drowned out by the seething of the fire and the burble of the river over ice shoals.
You want to talk about the tablet,
Leo predicted. It's time to bring that thing down and look at it, I said. I'm surprised you haven't been in more of a hurry, Tullia said. I've been dying to see that thing. Remember what happened to Orlo, I said. He was incautious. Or maybe he just didn't care whether he got caught. Do you care? Tullia asked. It was a blunt question that made the others uneasy. But no one edged away. They all looked at me, keen to hear my answer. The grief that had hit me at the moment Statho had called Orlo's name was still with me all the time. But I had learned that it could transform in a flash to anger. Not jumping up and down anger, but cold, implacable fury that settled in my viscera and made me think some most unpleasant thoughts. It was distorting my face. I knew this because younger Fids who had used to give me a pleasant greeting when I encountered them in a gallery or on the meadow now averted their eyes.
Frankly, no, I said.
This was a lie, but it felt good. I don't care whether I get thrown back. But you guys are all involved in it too, so I'm going to be careful for your sakes. Remember, this tablet might have no useful information whatsoever. Even if it does, we might have to stare into the thing for months or even years before we see anything. So we are talking about a lengthy and secret campaign. Well, it seems to me that we owe it to Orlo to try, Tullia said.
I can bring it down whenever you like,
Leo said.
I know of a dark room beneath Shuf's dalmet where we could view it,
Arcibald said. Very well, I said. I only need a little bit of help from you guys. I'll do the rest myself. If I get caught, I'll say you knew nothing and I'll take responsibility for whatever happens. They'll give me Chapter 6 or worse, and then I'll walk out of here and try to find Orlo. These words made Tullia and Leo quite emotional in different ways. She looked ready to weep. And he looked ready to fight. But Arcibald was merely impatient with me for being so slow.
There is a larger matter at stake than getting in trouble, he said. You are a vow, Fra Erasmus. You swore a vow to keep the discipline. It's the most solemn and important thing in your life. That is what you are putting into play. Whether or not you get caught and punished is a detail.
Arcibald's words had a strong effect on me because they were true. I had an answer that was ready-made, but it wasn't one that I could speak aloud. I no longer respected that oath. Or at least, I no longer trusted those who were charged with enforcing the discipline to which I had sworn. But I couldn't very well say as much to these friends of mine who did still respect it. My mind worked for a while, looking for a way to answer Arcibald's challenge, and the others were content to stand there and poke at the dying fire and wait for me to speak. I trust Orlo, I finally said. I trust that, in his mind, he was in no way violating the discipline, that he was punished by lesser minds who don't understand what is really going on. I think he is... that he will be... Say it, Tullia snapped. Sant, I said. I will do this for Sant Orlo.